WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Another day where the heat wave could roll on.
Another day with a heat advisory for the northeastern part of the state. We will see the early patchy fog, partly sunny skies. May work in one of those pop-up showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon with a high near 90, upper 80s along the shore in South Jersey. Tonight we're mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms developing late, better chance for the storms and heavy rain for North Jersey, low to mid 70s. Thunderstorms on Friday, heavy rain potential into Friday night, high low to mid 80s. Beautiful through the weekend with sunshine, upper 70s to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Eno.
Cape May 78, Flanders 72, Lacey's already 74. Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:01. At least two New Jersey towns had to cancel their fireworks show on short notice yesterday because the company providing the pyrotechnics didn't have anyone to drive them from a warehouse in Delaware to New Jersey. Beachwood and Milltown officials stunned when somebody from Rochelle-based Fireworks Extravaganza called with the bad news. That Beachwood display has been launched over the Toms River for 77 years. This was the first time it had to be canceled under these circumstances. Police officers always face the unknown, and even a routine call can quickly go south. Body cam video from Atlantic City officers on the scene of a hit-and-run accident show that in graphic detail. One moment, the officers are standing around an accident scene, then a man walks up and pulls a knife. Patrick Lavery joins us live with more this morning. Patrick.
And Eric, prosecutors say Timothy Deal approached the cops for no apparent reason. He was not involved in any way in the crash, but when officers saw the knife, they sprung to action quickly.
Oh, man. Put it down!
Deal was later pronounced dead at a nearby medical facility. One officer was treated for an injury. We have that part of the encounter coming up. Deal's family and friends had pushed for the release of the body cam footage, but in finally doing so, county authorities said the police acted appropriately. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Now, you can see that full video from two separate police body cams at nj1015.com and on our free mobile app this morning, but we will warn you, there is both graphic content and very graphic language. Your commuter weather for this morning, we could see another 90-degree day in many areas, and a heat advisory remains in effect, mostly for northeast Jersey. Some patchy fog may be around this morning, partly sunny later, and a pop-up thunderstorm is in the forecast for the afternoon. High temperatures again near 90, upper 80s along the shore and South Jersey. Thunderstorms could develop tonight, and that's possible for tomorrow, but it'll all give way for just a terrific weekend. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. You see the video of the protester climbing the Statue of Liberty. We have the latest on that story and why she did it in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07 on this Thursday morning, and we could have some fog around the Garden State this morning if you are traveling to work or school early this morning. Temperatures could soar into the 90s in some areas, 80s for the most part, particularly along the shore. Thunderstorms could pop up this afternoon and into tonight, and those storms could continue into Friday, but the payoff is going to be just a fantastic weekend with lower temperatures and much lower humidity. As expected, lifeguards very busy down the shore for the 4th of July holiday. Rescues are being reported on almost every beach. A 14-year-old boy from out of state had been picnicking with his family at a park in Atlantic County when he went into the water and didn't come out. Police divers recovered his body later. You see the video of the woman climbing the base of the Statue of Liberty on the 4th? She's facing multiple charges this morning. After police finally grabbed her and hauled her down, she claimed to be protesting the separation of immigrant children from parents who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. She refused to come down voluntarily. Her stunt forced the closure of the statue, the evacuation of tourists, and thousands more tourists had to be turned away from visiting Lady Liberty while police went after her. If you pay for premium gasoline, about 50 cents a gallon more than regular, are you getting what you paid for, and how would you know? State inspectors routinely do spot checks, and almost two dozen stations across the state got nabbed for charging premium prices for lower-grade gas. We've got the full list of stations in eight counties from Middlesex to Atlantic at nj1015.com and our free mobile app. Inhabitants of a homeless camp along Route 9 in Howell and the man that runs that operation are scrambling for Plan B. It's expected town council later this month will officially accept a bid to purchase the property, forcing the camp to clean up and get out.
Gail, one of 12 people living in tents on the township-owned land, is without work right now and fears the community may have to pick up and leave by the end of this month.
I've gone to social services, and, you know, they have their own pacing, and so I'm just in limbo. I have nowhere to go, really. None of us have anywhere to go.
Camp coordinator Steve Brigham says the man attempting to purchase the property offered each homeless resident $1,000, but they said no thanks.
They want to work for a living. They want to carry their weight.
The township says it's not in a position to offer another piece of land. In Howell, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The measles alert is now being expanded in Camden and Burlington counties. Another person is now showing symptoms. A person with the infection was at a yoga studio in Haddon Township June 26th, then Virtua Hospital the next day. Anybody who was at either of those locations could have been exposed. Measles can take weeks to show symptoms, and those not vaccinated could be at risk for severe complications. A study by the American Psychological Association finds a majority of workers say vacation time gives them a reprieve from the tension and stress of their job. But for many, most really, this relief ends quickly as soon as they go back to work.
When they come back, they feel less stressed, their mood is better, they have more energy, they're more motivated, and their work quality is actually better. But for nearly two-thirds, those effects dissipate within a few days.
Others in the study say vacations do not relieve their stress at all because they worry about their work piling up while they're away. Governor Murphy has given the okay for New Jersey residents to change the gender on their birth certificates and death certificates just by asking without having gender reassignment surgery. At the same time, he's creating a transgender equality task force to look at other ways for inclusion. Have you thought about buying an electric car? The main reason many Jersey residents have turned thumbs down is the lack of public charging stations. But there are efforts underway to change that.
Doug O'Malley of Environment New Jersey, who's also heading up Charge EVC, a coalition working to expand Jersey's plug-in infrastructure, says in order to increase the number of electric vehicles,
we need the New Jersey legislature to step up to the plate and to move forward with a clean vehicle task force so that we can come up with strategies to get more electric vehicle charging stations.
Electric cars will dramatically reduce air pollution and ultimately save consumers money, says O'Malley. This is an investment we can't afford to not make. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:11. Congress has approved a bill sponsored by Senator Bob Menendez and Congressman Bill Pascrell, which is aimed at studying the link between cancer in firefighters and toxins in the burning buildings they go into.
The International Association of Firefighters says more firefighters are dying of cancer than any other dangerous condition they may encounter on the job.
Once signed, the legislation will create a specialized national cancer registry managed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to better collect and manage data on cases of cancer among firefighters.
Senator Menendez says the next step is helping firefighters find quality, affordable health care that won't drop them for having pre-existing conditions. Danielle Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. If you are out and about early this morning, you may see some fog on the roadways, particularly along the shore. It's going to be another humid day today. Temperatures are going to be in the 80s, certainly, maybe 90s, which could extend our heat wave yet another day. We do have some stormy weather to get through, and then a terrific weekend is upcoming. We'll have an extended look at the forecast and recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14. As we look ahead towards the weekend, we've got some rain to get through first.
As we take a look into the northeastern part of the state, that's where we continue to see those heat advisories for our Thursday. Now, temperatures for the most part are fairly close to where we should be for this time of year, right around 90, a little hot, as we should be in the upper 80s, and we will see upper 80s along the shore in South Jersey. But into the northeastern part of the state, right at 90, maybe a little hotter, and those heat index readings will approach 100. Now, we do have some changes on the way. We've got a cold front Friday, and we are going to see the potential for some heavy rain, but then we get the payoff as we get into the weekend. Now, we are going to be looking at mostly cloudy skies tonight, and some scattered thunderstorms develop late again. We're looking at North Jersey with a better opportunity for the rain and maybe some heavy rain as we fall back to the low to mid-70s. Thunderstorms on Friday and heavy rain is possible into Friday night throughout the state. And we get up into the low to mid-80s. And then through the weekend, lots of sunshine, upper 70s to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Eno.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a New Jersey-based company is taking heat for failing to deliver fireworks for a couple of towns' annual displays, and the company is not talking this morning. Some shocking police cam video shows how quickly a routine police call can turn deadly. A man approaches officers with a knife. They pull out a gun and fire several shots at him. In sports, Phillies win their third straight against the Orioles. Yankees hit another three homers. They beat the Braves. And it was Todd Frazier's home run that sparked a Mets rally in their win over Toronto. You're down the shore forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Amen for you, because if it wasn't for you, the truth wouldn't be out there.
New Jersey 101.5.
As you get to the beach report for the Jersey Shore, partly sunny skies, temperatures hovering into the upper 80s, some mid-80s along the shore. Take the sunscreen, may see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm for the afternoon. Temperatures ranging in the water from the upper 60s all the way into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Eno.
New Jersey 101.5.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on a Thursday morning in the Great Garden State. Temperatures are starting out this morning already in the 70s, certainly in the 80s, could pop above 90, which would extend our heat wave another day. But we do have some thunderstorms that could pop in this afternoon, tonight, and then continue into tomorrow. But that will bust all of this humidity, and we just have a terrific summer-like weekend ahead with low humidity and temperatures in the 80s forecast. We'll have more on that part of the forecast in a couple of minutes. It is still not clear this morning when work to rebuild the approach to the Lincoln Tunnel will begin, and it's going to be a nightmare for commuters. But many local towns along that route are also bracing for a traffic nightmare. The DOT will only say the project will begin this summer. Lane closures will likely shift traffic to towns around that approach, like Weehawken and Union City and North Bergen. Local officials are worried not only about the traffic, but police overtime for traffic control. And the state has not committed to cover those costs to the local towns. Reigniting an idea that fizzled out a couple of years ago, New Jersey lawmakers are advancing a measure to promote tiny homes. With a pilot program, select municipalities would see developments consisting only of homes no bigger than 300 square feet. That's smaller than the average size of a studio apartment in New York City.
New Jersey hasn't been the most welcoming state for these smaller dwellings. The measure advancing in the state Senate establishes a pilot program that would construct tiny homes specifically for the homeless and others making well below the median income level. Thomas Troy, president of the New Jersey Builders Association, says tiny homes can be a successful venture in the Garden State. One initial hurdle is determining where the homes should be constructed.
And that's why I think the pilot program is probably going to be one of the only ways to get it started.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Investigators now say it was lightning that sparked the fire that destroyed 16 condos at a complex in Edgewater Park. The first flames were spotted around 6 Tuesday night as powerful storms crashed through the area and winds whipped the fire around the two buildings. It took hours to get it under control, and several firefighters were treated for heat exhaustion. Wages increased in 14 of New Jersey's 15 largest counties between the end of 2016 and 17. The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics is out with the good news.
Fed economist Bruce Bergman also says of New Jersey's 15 largest counties, all 15 counties had employment gains over the year. So I think that says something about the New Jersey economy. And these numbers also seem to reinforce the notion that Jersey's so-called wealth belt remains intact despite recent economic turmoil. The higher paying counties are from the mid part of the state and above. Morris County ranked among the top 20 counties in the nation for wages between 2016 and 2017. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:26. Temperatures in the 70s this morning. It is still humid, and we could see 80s and 90s today. Heat advisory is in effect mostly for the northern part of the state. Some stormy weather coming in maybe for this afternoon. We'll have full details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. It was a routine police call that quickly took a turn for the worse. We'll have that and business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Markets were closed yesterday for the fourth holiday in New York. Asian markets have been tumbling as China reiterated its determination to protect its interests in a rancorous trade dispute with Washington. Trading was subdued in the absence of leads from Wall Street, where the markets closed yesterday. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichau and Lou Hockman at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petriccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.